Hey everyone, thanks for joining us on today's episode of Kaboom, another episode of our special summer series, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.
Last time we heard The Case of the Smell of Music Part 1.
And today, The Case of the Smell of Music Part 2. Here we go.
The name is Manning, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. When we left you, we were hot on the trail of the source of a horrible smell that threatened to destroy the Marlowe Middle School band. We thought we had solved the problem. Old, stinky garbage cans. But things took an unexpected turn the next morning.
Quentin, what did you do?
What are you talking about?
Where are the garbage cans?
What?
Hey, Chief. Hi, Sydney.
Sam, where are the garbage cans?
The garbage cans? What are you talking about?
You were hanging out on the stage when I moved the garbage cans. My mom comes in this morning and they're all missing. Even the ones in the halls. Where are they?
Is this a case you would like us to investigate?
No! This is a case where I figure you were the ones who moved them for some ridiculous reason. So where are they?
Okay, I'd like to say...
Before you accuse anyone, you should look around. Maybe they were moved by someone.
Who moved them?
That's not important. What's important is, where are they now? For instance, just a possibility, did anyone happen to look out by the dumpsters, where garbage cans might be stored by someone who didn't know where they belonged?
The dumpsters were emptied last night. There's nothing out there at all.
Well, then the mystery is obviously solved. Someone must have moved them out by the dumpster, and the waste management company not only emptied the dumpster, but took the garbage cans next to them. Who knew that the poorly trained waste management technicians would have thrown away a garbage can?
So, you're saying you put the garbage cans out by the dumpster?
No, I'm saying there's a good possibility they were taken away. I didn't say who might have done it, although it might have been an accident.
Wait till my mom hears about this.
No, please don't tell her. We love your mom, and even if you think we did it, maybe we didn't. And if we did, it's only because we, or someone like us, was trying to solve a mystery about the smell.
Which still isn't solved. Ugh. Okay, I won't tell her. Unless she asks, then I will. Because I figure you did it!
A good detective doesn't draw conclusions based only on circumstantial evidence.
I'm not a detective.
Would you like to be?
Sam!
No! Ugh. I gotta go.
Oh, that was a close one. I don't think she knows who did it.
She knows.
Immaterial. This is a stroke of luck.
Getting caught stealing trash cans is lucky?
We didn't steal them. They were taken away by mistake. But now we have an important clue.
We do?
Yes. We now know that the smell has to do with food from the lunchroom.
We do?
Yes. Listen closely to reason. The garbage cans came from the cafeteria. There was food in the cafeteria. The smell of the food was in the garbage cans. So, we know the smell has to do with food. But, strangely, the smell is just on the stage when we rehearse.
You know, my grandmother makes kefir from goat's milk. And when it turns, it smells kind of like this. I wonder if...
This means we have to watch all the people in the band very carefully. I'll see you at band today.
Okay, Chief. I can already taste the candy bars.
What candy bars?
The ones Miss P is gonna give us?
Right. For sure. See you then. Dear Rip, the case we have taken on is a complicated one. We have encountered red herrings, engaged in laborious tasks which have led down blind alleys, and are faced with an upcoming deadline, an important cultural event that demands we solve the mystery. Perhaps we could meet sometime. It would be good to have you weigh in on these important matters. Having not heard from you, I am somewhat concerned about your health and welfare. Your loyal compatriot, Quentin Manning. At home, I dedicated myself to practice. Unfortunately, my mother was there to interfere with my work. I was minding my own business in my room. One. 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 One.
Please come down here.
Quentin, your mother and I are waiting.
Ah, What is it?
Quentin! We wanted you to meet our new neighbor.
Hi.
This is Gloria Dimwitty. She just moved in next door.
Hello, Mrs. Dimwitty.
Hello, Quentin. Your parents were just telling me all about you.
Why don't you sit down and have some tea and banana bread with us?
Mom, I have to practice.
It's my banana bread. You love my banana bread.
It's fine if you're too busy.
No, Gloria. I just wanted Quentin to realize who is living next door to us.
Your parents tell me you're quite a reader.
Yes, ma'am.
A bibliophile. A paramour of the lexicographic universe.
Dad.
Quentin, don't you recognize Mrs. Dimwitty's name?
What?
She's only one of your favorite authors.
Benny the Bunny! I'll never forget that series.
Dad, that was...
Well, this is Gloria Dimwitty, who wrote the Benny the Bunny books.
Wow.
Isn't it exciting that she's living next door? How serendipitous! The author of your favorite books!
I did like your books when I was learning to read, but I haven't read a Benny the Bunny book for a long, long time.
I'm sure you haven't.
And I really have to practice.
She's written a lot of other books, too.
Perhaps you could further explore her oeuvre.
Gloria, maybe you could tell us about...
Mom, Dad, I know. I mean... I would love to talk to you about children's books sometime, Mrs. Dimwitty, but I have to practice.
I'd love to talk to you too, Quentin, but I think I'd better get going. I still have a lot of unpacking to do. It was a pleasure to meet you.
You too, Mrs. Dimwitty.
Our door's always open. Let me know if you need anything. And I'm happy to clear out the bramble in your backyard with my bush hog.
Any computer problems at all, give a shout.
Oh, that's so good to know. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Quentin. I'm very disappointed in you. You could have been more polite.
Mom, I have things to do.
I thought you would have been more interested.
You love reading, and she wrote some of your favorite books.
I read those books in kindergarten. I'm reading more important, more difficult books now. Rip Sturgeon would never write a book about Benny the Bunny.
Whatever she's written, I expect you to be more polite next time we see her.
Do you mind if I go practice?
Go ahead. I'm glad you're learning a musical instrument.
Yes, your cymbal playing is like the music of the spheres.
Sheesh, parents. Everything was going wrong. And band rehearsal the next day didn't help at all.
All right, musicians, last piece of the day. Remember, tomorrow is the concert, so let's make this the best run through yet!
Miss P, the smell is getting worse and worse. The more we play, the worse it smells!
Let's not focus on that. We'll all be fine if we just focus on the music.
I can't focus because of the smell, and there's only 15 of us left in the band.
And it's the best 15! Waltz of the Winds! Good posture, good breathing, sousaphone, full breaths, cymbals, watch your rest! Play on the offbeat! 1, 2, 3!
Sam, you sound horrible. More breath support.
I'm trying.
Well, you have to try harder. I told you to practice.
I did. And by the way, you're playing when you're not supposed to play and not playing when you're supposed to play.
It's because you're bothering me. Let me concentrate.
Here we come to the end! Sousaphone, your solo! For today. Please put your instruments away. Remember to wear dark pants or skirts and white shirts tomorrow.
Miss P, I don't know if I can be here tomorrow, not with this smell.
Excuse me, everyone. I can promise you that this mystery will be solved.
It will?
It will.
It will.
How are you gonna do that?
As a detective for justice, I promise you that the case of the smell of music will be solved, and the concert will be a success.
Band. I'll see you tomorrow. Sam, Quentin, may I see you for a moment?
Uh-oh.
Don't worry, she probably wants to help us with the mystery.
Somehow, I doubt it.
If we could only figure out where the smell is coming from.
Maybe it smells like gorgonzola cheese. My grandmother was a cheesemonger, and she says gorgonzola is the worst, just like sour milk.
Yes, Mrs. Paradiddle?
Miss P is fine. Boys, I'm wondering if you should sit out the concert tomorrow. You've only just started, and I'm worried that the parts are too much for you.
No, the parts are easy. We can do it.
We can?
We can.
We can.
I don't know.
Mrs. Paradiddle, please give us this one chance. I have a feeling that everything will work out tomorrow. Right, Sam?
Right?
Right.
Right. Really right. We promise.
All right. I admire your perseverance. Please practice tonight. And Sam, more breath support from your belly.
I was missing something. Some clue. The smell seemed to fade, then came back when we played. I felt like a failure. What would I tell Rip Sturgeon? Before the concert, Mrs. Paradiddle asked Sam and I to play softly, except at the very end of Waltz of the Wind, our solos. I assured her we would save the day. And so, the concert began. Things went pretty well, but Sam kept making mistakes. By halfway through the concert, the smell was working its way across the stage and out into the audience. But we played on, and then, as the Waltz of the Winds began, something unexpected happened. Mrs. Plum was bringing the old garbage cans onto the stage right behind me, in the middle of the performance. Mrs. Plum, what are you doing? Not now.
This is where they go. Concert or not.
Not right by me. I can't play next to a garbage can.
Sure you can. I'll sneak out now.
Oh, that smell. Wait. It is the garbage cans.
Quentin, pay attention. Our big part is coming up.
The horror. The smell.
Here it comes. My solo.
Look in the can. I see what's causing it. It's milk. It's the smell of sour milk.
That's what I said at the beginning. Here's my part. I'm going to blow like I never blew before. Watch my breath support.
And suddenly I realized where the smell was coming from. I should have known from the very beginning, but it meant I had to stop Sam. Sam, stop! Don't play!
I have to. Really loud.
Don't! It's sour milk!
I know. I told you. Here goes.
No! I know where it is! Stop it!
Louder, Sam! Breath support! Louder!
Here it goes. All my might.
No! The milk is in the... I was right. Someone had put cartons of milk from the cafeteria in the sousaphone. Sam had blown them out. The milk spewed across the stage, all over Mrs. Paradiddle and out into the unsuspecting audience. But Mrs. Paradiddle could not be stopped. She kept conducting, and my solo was coming.
Quentin, the cymbals! 1, 2, 3, now!
I played excellently. The concert was over, but there was no applause. There rarely is for a detective for justice. His work is unheralded, unrecognized, and unappreciated.
Hey, Quentin.
Hey, Sam.
You guys stink.
And you smell.
You stink and smell.
And smell and stink.
I ignored the catcalls. I had discovered the source of the smell, but I still wanted to know who might have put the milk cartons into the sousaphone. At the next band rehearsal, I was in for a shocking surprise.
Boys, Sam, Quentin.
Yes, Mrs. Paradiddle?
I wanted to talk to you. I appreciate the time you spent with the band.
Happy to do so.
And I'm glad we figured out where the smell was coming from.
Just doing our job.
Maybe you could reward us with candy bars.
They're $3 each.
Never mind.
But the students I mentioned who were on probation from the band have finished their time. And I think it's only fair to let them come back. So I think I'll ask you two to wait until next year to join the band.
Really?
But I love the sousaphone, and I have breath support.
Yes, you do. But I think we'll let you wait.
Could I ask who will be taking our place?
Do you know Jimmy and Timmy Burmick?
The Burmicks?
So you do know them.
That's it. It was them. Mrs. Paradiddle, this is a horrible idea. They put the milk in the sousaphone.
Oh, I don't think you should jump to conclusions.
It's obvious.
Chief, I thought you said good detectives shouldn't jump to conclusions.
Unless it's obvious.
Be that as it may, they are better musicians. But if you practice, we'll find a place for you. Next year.
Chief, maybe we could use the Ready Mark card as a reward.
We'll see.
I hate it when people say that.
I was surprised Mrs. Paradiddle didn't want our musical talents, but it left us time for more detective work. I had not yet caught the Burmix, even though their fingerprints were all over this crime. My work is not yet done. And so, I will continue, along with my assistant, to bring justice and mercy to the world. Yours truly, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. Sam!
Sorry.